Good evening, everybody. This is Matt Zivich. Just wanted to briefly hop on here as we begin championship week. One of the big reasons why court storming took on a higher level thanks to the worldwide leader in the early 1980s. Four automatic bids have already been decided, and there will be a bunch more coming up over the next 7 days. And there are plenty of bubble teams still around in the conversations. So feel free to check again on my blog at 40minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com, as well as the Jetpack app, as I began this morning with the first of the daily editions of Stock Up, Stock Down. Currently, I have on the upside Florida Atlantic, Villanova briefly, Colorado State doing well in the Mountain West, where most people are expecting 5 and maybe 6 bids, depending on what happens in other parts of the conference races. Taking big hits, Iowa, St. John's, even with Rick Pitino continuing to talk like he's the next big mayor, along with other teams that we mentioned in my blog as well, Virginia, Wake Forest and Pittsburgh on that off that cut line. In the ACC, Big 12, Kansas State, last year's Elite Eight run, now a distant memory. In the Pac-12, sorry to see it end, Colorado and Utah getting ready to head to the Big 12 next season, as it looks like only Wazoo and Arizona, Washington State, looking to end its run before going to the Mountain West next year. We'll have more on that next weekend. And as we said, also, the SEC, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, possibly on the cut line as well. But in terms of the waiting game, you got to feel sorry for the Indiana State Sycamores after they tried to come back but fell short to Drake at the Missouri Valley title game in St. Louis. They have the credentials. They have everything they need. But as one of the big X's came in, as I noticed in one of the tweets from Kevin Sweeney, he said, quote, Indiana State's NCAA tournament case is basically reliant on the committee just believing they're a good team. Entire resume is built on what it did in the Missouri Valley, sweeping Bradley and going 1-2 against Drake. They have an awful loss to Indiana Illinois State. 23 of the 28 wins are against Quad 3, Quad 4, or non-Division 1 teams, which, of course, like in the NAIA, those schools, they do not count in the standings. Just a little bit of information for you on that. And remember also, other teams that are potentially on the bubble include Ohio State in the Big Ten, TCU in Oklahoma, possibly, but more than likely they're going to be in the Big 12. Seton Hall, Villanova, we said. Providence, not really looking good for them. Currently with the net ratings of 64, KenPom is 61, but the strength of schedule at 38, the quad one record is 5-8. Compare that to Villanova, 4-10. Seton Hall is slightly better at 5-7. St. John's, who has the home court this week in the Big East tournament in New York, is 3-9. You can flip a coin at this point in time for that. In terms of other teams to watch for, Princeton in the Ivy League next weekend, James Madison tonight, Memphis sagging fast. Then, of course, we salute all those great people there. And we just have to remember that this is a special time of year. And, of course, we wanted to congratulate, of course, the first groupings of schools, Morehead State under the Ohio Valley, Longwood, and from theirs, and Stetson out of Dillon, Florida, for their very first NCAA appearance like Kennesaw State a year ago. There'll be more exciting stories to come throughout the week. Just wanted to make sure we let you know, coming up in a few minutes will be the championships in the Southern Conference and the Sun Belt. Later tonight, out Westin, Las Vegas. Santa Clara, still on that potential bubble line as they get to play the top seed St. Mary's. While for the third time this year, the late matchup at 11:30 Eastern Time has San Francisco taken on Gonzaga. Will the Dons get it right this time? I guess we'll all find out together. Just remember to continue checking my blog. I will have more updates there. And the next time you'll hear from me, VoiceWise will be my only real-time blog of the year. The best time of it all. As we look forward to the real fun as we are now in full-scale bubble watch. So hopefully everybody will just get on and fasten your seatbelts. Just look forward to having lots of good times to come. As we promise, it's going to be an interesting things about that. And you can check out them also in my blogs. I just posted a new one on what really goes on with the selection committee. And also my little taking to task in that they share something in common with the Baseball Writers of Association of America and the fact that they have their own little agendas, so to speak, favoring some schools over others that I feel are sure to be more deserving. I'm looking at you, mid-majors. You all have great arguments, very legit. But every year, like Joe Lenardi said in his bracketology book, it's the politics of the sport. You can't get around it anymore. But if everything works out in the future, we might have the potential of 68 or 72 teams. And that way, the mid-majors will not be squeezed out next year because of the super conferences in the SEC, the Big Ten, and the Big 12. So again, that's something to monitor going forward. But here in the short term, just get ready for the big time fun now that all your Oscars stuff is finally behind us, and we'll just get ready before the other tuning things for all things baseball. Just imagining for a moment, just like I was entering one of my favorite ballparks. Lineup program, get your lineup. Lineup program, hot dogs, peanuts, and popcorn. Please have your pencils and brackets ready. This is going to be fun, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. But I have to cut out now. It's getting close to tip time on this Monday, March 11th. So continue to check my blog periodically for all the updates you need to know. Again, that's at FORTY, Minutes of Hoops Fun, .wordpress.com. And you can also find me on the Jetpack app. Just look for the name All Things About Men's College Basketball. And remember also to check Big Z College Hoops Central for all my podcasts. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends, whether they're in the United States or anywhere around the world. I look forward to hopefully reading some comments soon. Take care, everybody. Have yourself a great rest of the week. And I'll hope to see you all on Selection Sunday when the draw is revealed on CBS. Take care, everyone. Have a great week.